This episode of WW Today is brought to you by
TheWorldWithTammy.com.
That's right. It's TheWorldWithTammy.com. Tammy Henderson, she is our preferred vacation planner. If you're planning your next trip to Walt Disney World, she is someone who's going to help you, hook you up with all the things you need. And Tammy, you know what she needs.
Yeah, her agency she works for is called Glass Slipper Concierge. And what they really help you do when you're planning a trip is they help you take the load off and they give you a full concierge experience. They handle all your reservations for you. They handle all of the travel. And one of the things that Tammy can do for you is if you're wanting to plan that special trip and want more of a luxury experience, she can hook you up with just kind of the upscale side of Disney and make sure that all of those details are taken care of. And, you know, I think a lot of people, when they are planning a Disney trip, they find that the planning is more overwhelming than actually going. And so Tammy can take the load off, help you have a great trip, and make sure that it's a fantastic time and putting you in.
Take a load off, Tammy. Take a load for free.
Or for a fee. Take a load off, Tammy. Mm-hmm. And
you put the load.
Go traveling with me.
And with that, theworldwithtammy.com. Tell Tammy that you heard about her here on WDW Today. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, June 28th. This is episode 1570 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
Yes, you are. And we're heading in to July 4th weekend.
Tis the season.
Tis the season to celebrate our independence. As Bill Pullman once said, today we celebrate our Independence Day.
That interesting little thing.
That's bad alliteration. I couldn't have said that. He said, today we celebrate our day?
Yeah. No. I think it's today we celebrate independence. No, yeah. I think it is that.
You watched Independence Day 2, Revenge of the Independence?
No, Revenge of the Sith.
I actually, yesterday, read the breakdown because I was like, what happened in that movie? You want to know?
No.
All right, I won't tell you.
We did go see Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he brought up Independence Day is just a shoddy remake of War of the Worlds.
He did.
Less poetic.
You know, we've almost been doing this. We've done this like 70. What episode is this? 1570?
Yeah.
Our first episode alone was what? I want to look it up because we got to get close to 100 episodes of just us rambling about Disney. 1493. So we're like 20 weeks away from 100 episodes of us doing this nonsense, which is awesome. All right. So today, Terry brought this topic up, and it is related to the American attractions and the different things related to celebrating our lovely land. Now, one of them is the fact that we have some Hall of Presidents news, and I think we should cover that. Most of you guys heard that Donald Trump probably, if you listen, there's a good chance you're on the Disney internet web, that Donald Trump will be speaking is the plan right now. They keep saying plan, which means he probably hasn't recorded it yet, and I'm sure that's an ongoing process. But the plan is for them to, they just said, stick with the precedent that they've set for the president. And what?
I'm glad you got through that.
I know, you were waiting on it. Which I think is a smart way to do it because you can't – if you go back, you're going to have people mad. If you don't, you're going to have people – so the easier way is to just stick with tradition.
Right, and I feel like although it may be more controversial than past presidents, it definitely is smarter with the temperature of the country with some of the recent things in the news that have happened just to not make a harshly partisan move, which it would be taken as regardless of if it were meant to be that.
Right.
And what so we've probably also, just like, let's just keep it down the straight and narrow. Let's keep it between the two beacons.
And usually it's open about now, about the 4th of July when they have a new president. This time around, it is not. They said there have been some technical issues and it will be open towards the end of the year. So we'll see what happens there.
Summer, I think, was the...
Is it? I thought it said late 2017. Is it late summer of 2017?
I think they're
Either
still
way,
saying summer.
It's still a while away, but...
I thought it was by the end of the year is what that article you
sent me. Yeah, I think that's
said.
What I saw.
Yeah.
But regardless, there's some other ways you can celebrate America in Walt Disney World. One, they do special fireworks on July 4th. So you're ever there actually on the July 4th thing? Maybe on July 3rd, too.
They do the 3rd and 4th.
Yeah, typically they do the same show. So it's worth checking those out. I've never been there. I've been there on the 4th of July, but never been in the park. So I can't really attest to those other than what I've seen online. I'm sure they're fun. Maybe I have. I don't know. But they're not New Year's Eve level fireworks, but they're still pretty intense.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, upset about the Hall of Presidents and you want to just skip the whole thing, you can just imagine that you're part of the Republic, the other Republic, and go to Hollywood Studios and celebrate, you know, with the rebellion.
Yes, that's right. There's also I'm trying to think, like if you're in the Magic Kingdom, there's obviously the whole Liberty Square area, which features, you know, colonial America in pretty much everything, even including the Haunted Mansion in some sense.
In fact, weirdly, I was reading an article on one of the Disney sites about the strange, they called it the poop trail.
Yes.
That goes through the Liberty Square.
Yeah.
That they wanted to replicate that colonial experience in the Magic Kingdom. Because, I mean, I guess there was a conversation in Imagineering at some point that went something like this. People are going to be really upset if we're not authentic to the poop trail, to the poop that flows through the middle of the streets.
Well, there you go.
So.
And it's just like painted.
Painted.
Right. Yeah. So you can see that.
There's actually paint of poop?
It's like just brown. Right?
It's like brown. I think like it's a different color concrete that runs through that middle area.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
You'll never unsee it.
That's disgusting.
Once you see it, like.
You can go have Thanksgiving every day at Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yeah. In fact, it brings whole new meaning to the floor is lava. The floor is not lava in Liberty Square.
Yeah.
I love the tavern.
I've had mixed meals there.
The first time we went to Very Merry, which used to be a tradition for us. Now we're kind of over it.
Yeah.
But we would always start with an early dinner of like Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
There. And it does strangely feel like you're entering another time zone when you go there and have that.
Is the bathroom still like that upstairs closet business?
The last time we went.
It's like the least Disney ADA feeling like you could do. It's like, where is it? It's upstairs. It's in a corner. It definitely evokes the time period.
In a hallway.
You've
gotta repel. Well, you know what? The bathrooms at Chef Mickey's.
Yeah. You got to go down.
Are also down the stairs.
You got to go down. Yeah. And that's a pain as well. Or you could just go out into the lobby.
Yeah.
So that's kind of your call. I still usually go down the stairs. It is quicker.
Or you could just go out to the old poop trail in the middle of the...
I thought you were going to say you could go out on the little deck there.
Pretty sure if you went to the poop trail, you'd get in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But also in Liberty Square, you got some shopping that's kind of themed out. You've got, obviously, the Haunted Mansion, which does have similar vibe.
I was actually going to ask you that. Why do you think they put the Haunted Mansion in Liberty Square?
Well, if you look at one, probably it's a logistical thing. Where do you put it? They put New Orleans has it in Disneyland, and it has a big New Orleans mansion. This has sort of a more colonial, the brick mansion. And also look at the characters inside. You know, that has the traditional ballroom dancing and all that. It has an air of...
Evokes that time period.
Of that time period of Americana. I don't know exactly the facts on that, but that's what I would assume.
There's a harp... Isn't there like in the dancing? Isn't it like a harpsichord kind of like sound?
Yeah, exactly. So there's like some of that vibe. But they also have that Muppet thing, which I've not done yet.
I love the Muppet thing. So the whole deal with the Muppet thing is that you're sitting there. If you're just walking through and don't know that it's going to happen, the town crier comes out to like invite you to the show.
Which is like a human.
A
right?
human.
Okay.
And
very sad human.
It's probably my favorite random like overlay thing they've ever done in the parks. That's like a random show. Because they're real Muppets. They're the puppets that are operated. And one of them is about the Declaration. I believe it's the Declaration of Independence and then the ride of Paul Revere.
And it happens multiple times a day. Essentially, the Muppets come out. Sam the Eagle and friends tell these American stories, American tales, an American tale. And it was two or three different shows. They happen multiple times throughout the day.
Great moments in American history.
Yeah, so check your times guides and all that, or touring plans to find out when it's happening, because it does happen multiple times throughout the day. And you will. It is one of those things that you can miss it. It ends pretty early usually in the day, right?
Yeah, it looks like it starts at 9:30 and goes to 4:45.
Yeah,
and so there's no rhyme or reason to when it is. Like today, that's 9:30, 10:20, 10:55. And I will say this, if you are looking at the Hall of Presidents, there's sort of a landscaped area that has like a brick wall right, that faces that building and then the building that's in the Hall of that's next to Hall of Presidents,
yeah,
which is where the show is in. It's in those windows up there. I highly recommend just, you know, if there's a 10, if you're going to the 10:20 show, get there at 10 and sit on the wall. You know, you're a little further away from it, but yet you have a seat and you can kind of watch it.
Yeah, how long was the show?
Just a few minutes. Yeah, I mean, it's maybe 10, 12 minutes, something like that. But it's a lot of fun, and they all it makes history. Yeah, it's the Declaration of Independence and Paul Revere. And they just make it – they make history really fun. And it really is a good lead-in to the Hall of Presidents show when it's on, because they kind of call you in to say, hey, see more of the story in here.
Right.
But it's just – you know, growing up – I mean, I grew up Sesame Street. I grew up in the – I grew up in the – when Friday Nights was the Muppet Show.
Right.
And so being able to see those real Muppet puppet characters
– yeah, that's pretty rad.
Is something that you just were never expecting to be able to get.
Yeah, I need to do that. I don't know why. We just
– I think Riker would love it.
He would. By the time we end up in the Magic Kingdom, it's always late in the day and we end up messing it, or something happens and we have to leave. And it's just one of those things that, because you're right, because it's not like a every hour, or it's a – we don't know exactly when it is and you have to be checking your times guide. And if you get stuck in a restaurant or stuck in a ride, you could miss it in 10 minutes. Then it really throws that off. But I'm glad they're doing it. I want to see it. What about – do you guys – let's take Magic Kingdom as a whole then. All right, take out Liberty Square. What's and I have my answer. What's the most American ride probably in experience you can have other than Liberty Square attractions at the Magic Kingdom?
I'm torn. I'm going to say Big Thunder Mountain.
And I would say Splash Mountain.
Well, Splash Mountain was the one I was torn between.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I said Big Thunder. But I think they're both very Americana.
You're right, yeah.
So, yeah.
Just different time
Country
periods.
Bear Jamboree.
Country Bears. Mm. The other one, yes.
Well, I like that one.
Terry, what do you think?
You going Country Bears?
I think I'll go Country Bears because I was going to go Big Thunder, but Country Bears is a – I think just that whole
– Frontierland.
Frontierland just –
Frontierland and Liberty Square is where you find America.
Yeah, I mean it just – Frontierland –
that's a quote we need to – Frontierland and Liberty Square is where you find America.
In the Magic Kingdom.
I feel like in Frontierland – I'm hearing stories that my grandfather used to tell me about John Wayne movies. You know, like it's just that kind of, you're sitting around talking about old Western stories, and it just evokes that feeling. And obviously, you know, this all kind of got its start with the moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Great moments with Mr. Lincoln at Disneyland, which if you haven't been to, is a really great show. But it's just in one animatronic. Mm-hmm. It's just Abraham Lincoln in a very small theater. A theater that maybe holds
300?
Oh, I feel like it's got to be less than that. I was thinking 50 people, 100 people. It's tiny.
It's bigger than that. It's bigger than you remember it being.
I was there like 5 years ago, and I remember it being real tiny. Nothing compared to the Hall of Presidents, though. Well, you could do this. Let's check the capacity on Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. Will, what are you going to guess? We'll do closest to the pin.
275.
All right. Let's see. Great Moments, Mr. Lincoln. Capacity. This is riveting podcasting.
Oh, this is, I mean, everyone right now has pulled over on the side of the road if they're driving. If
they're yelling right now.
You fools, it's 100.
Mouse Planet says it's a little under 500.
Whoa.
Like a little, like half.
It feels way tiny inside, but maybe I'm just crazy.
It says a little under 500.
Man, well.
Don't believe
it. I guess I'm wrong. Yeah. That's a big size venue.
Yeah, it's not 50.
It is not 50 people.
I'm the baby. God,
it is 10 times the amount. Maybe I just.
So why I brought up Lincoln is when you think about those attractions through the lens of when Walt created the attraction and how mind-blowing. In fact, you used to be able – I didn't remember seeing it last time, but I kind of rushed through to see the Cars 3 preview at
– oh, yeah, it's a big old theater.
Yeah. One Man's Dream, how they had the original – or some of the original inner architecture of Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah.
And
they had that for sure.
You know, when they created that, that was – that animatronics, even the idea of that being a thing was so – fresh and foreign, and you know, you think about that technology, what is it, like 70 some years? What World's Fair did Mr. Lincoln debut in the 50s sometime? Yeah, because Disneyland opened in 55, so it had to be, so you're talking almost 70 year old tech.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, it opened at 1964. It was the 64 World's Fair, so all that was at the same time.
Same time.
So still, but it's an open Disneyland in 65. It's a great attraction, and I like it. It also spawned
55.
On...
Disneyland was 55.
No, but it didn't open until
65. Oh, it didn't open, yeah. No.
According to the internet. But then also, it spawned even what you have over at Epcot, which is at the American Adventure, which is a fantastic show, if you have not seen it. Also animatronic-based show. Not unlike, I'd say, the Hall of Presidents, but with a lot more storyline and character-driven.
Yeah. And you really... Whereas you walk into Hall of Presidents and you might get someone in a period costume that'll tell you what time the show starts,
yeah.
You get the Voices of Liberty when you walk into the American yeah. Pavilion.
Though, when you walk into Hall of Presidents, you do get almost the museum yes. of artifacts from the presidents, and all the presidents have donated things, so you have...
And from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, you two would probably be a better... It's the one of the only places where they've given permission to use the presidential seal.
I think that's right.
That's not... Where the president is.
Right. I think that is correct, if I believe.
Because they're very specific.
That and Red Robin.
No, that's a parody of
that. Oh, that's right.
Because they're very, you know, like even when the president's at the podium and he's not speaking, they have the time to take the seal off.
Yeah.
And so they're very particular about the seal rules.
Yeah, they'll put up like the White House seal or the executive branch seal, but the presidential seal is very specific.
Right before he walks up, typically, yeah. That's true, and that's something that I think you're right. I can't confirm that, but I believe I've heard that over the years. Now, the American Adventure is interesting because you walk in, and like you said, you walk into this beautiful rotunda. People get married there. You can have your weddings in that rotunda. I remember when Ben and I got married, they pitched that as an option. And it's a really beautiful building with good quotes up on the wall. And I like it. It's a fun little thing to wait in. Not something I would go to every time. The American Adventure itself, the attraction is a little dated, but it's pretty cool. And it's a fictional conversation between
Mark Twain
and Ben Franklin. And it's they're animatronics, and they've you know, there's the Statue of Liberty, Big Torch, and they tell all these different stories. I don't want to spoil it. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure most of you have, but it's something that I do tend to go to, I'd say, once every 5 years, not that often. As my son gets older and probably has a little bit more respect for history and can sit through that kind of thing, I feel like we'd go a little bit more often. I definitely have seen the Hall of Presidents more than I've seen the American Adventure, but it's also because I think I'm always looking for sort of the escape of the Magic Kingdom.
By the time you get to the Hall of Presidents, depending on regardless of which way you go, you're ready for air conditioning.
Right. Where when you're, Epcot, there's a lot of other options.
A lot of times you're on your way to a dining reservation.
Right.
One of the, you know, for me, the Mark Twain choice, obviously Walt wasn't around when Epcot was built.
Yeah.
But the Mark Twain and Ben Franklin being the heart of the show were definitely kind of a nod to Walt because he loved Mark Twain and he loved that era of history.
Probably wouldn't have liked Mark Twain's politics, though. Yeah. Commie.
Well, he liked the Huck Finn.
Just the literature.
Yeah. You could like the art and disagree with the politics.
I'm not saying I dislike the politics. I'm not saying I agree with them or not, but I'm just saying I was just pointing out an observation. Mark Twain.
Walt Disney wouldn't get along.
Probably not.
So thanks to our very own Will Haynes. The American Pavilion has become a regular stop for me on my journey around the world.
Yeah, for the old Buffalo Trace and Coke.
Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, the last time...
It's a frozen Coke.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I was going to say, you can get that everywhere.
No, it's like a Slurpee, like a frozen Coke.
And it's so almost like off menu sometimes that I tried to order it last time, and the manager came up and go, no, that's a thing. It's right there. Click that button.
Yeah, it's only listed on some of the little sandwich board looking menus and on the walls. It's not on all of them, and a lot of times you go and it's not the machine's broken.
Yeah, but
had that happen many times.
But the last time I was there, it very very much was working and available, and a delightful hot day midway around the world showcase break.
It's a good one.
It's in my top five.
Now, outside, there's also a nice patio area. There's some stores that have presidential things.
As one blogger put it about this area, it's a good place to go in America when you can buy things made in China. Because almost everything in there is some kitchen.
Yeah, it's just a little thing. Yeah. And then they have the outside of that is the big theater where they do
the shows,
the candlelight processional or the shows. So it's a good place to chill before you do that.
And importantly, the smell that you smell when you go through America
is funnel cake.
It's funnel cake, which is available right there. So
yes, if you can think of a more American smell, is funnel cake.
And I'm sure our friends from circa 1955 have done a funnel cake.
Oh. They've done the churro.
The churro.
Which is cinnamony.
Which is the Mexican funnel cake.
Right.
That should be the slogan.
The Mexican funnel
cake. Churro.
It's a Mexican, Mexican funnel cake. On a stick.
Like that.
It is a stick. It's not on a stick.
It's not on a stick, Logan.
It is a stick.
Right.
It's not on a stick.
It's edible funnel stick.
I like, it's not on a stick. It is a stick.
I feel like we need a t-shirt for, this is a t-shirt, t-shirtable moment that says, churro, it's the Mexican funnel cake. I kind of, I would, on a navy blue shirt, nice churro. Rob, if you're listening, who designs a lot, design some stuff for us.
Talking to Rob now.
Yeah. Rob, I think it's time to make this shirt happen.
Yeah. I don't know how many we'd sell. Tweet us if you'd actually buy that one.
I would actually buy this one.
Well, one does not offset the cost of the design. We need about 20. It'll be good.
Okay. I need 19 people to say they want
the shirt. Yes, if 19 people say you want it, I will make the churro, the Mexican funnel cake shirt.
And it has a little push button, like some of those Christmas shirts.
Is churro at all Mexican? I think it is, right?
Yeah.
Is the company is like
not. It's not a company. Churro is a traditional.
But it's also
thing.
A company.
Don't think so.
Churro, they're not churro brand churro?
I don't think so.
I think there is.
I think you're wrong.
I think they're made by the people that make the
Are you thinking of the Chalupa Chops?
Chalupa Chops. That is disgusting. That's a sucker. That's a chalupa on a stick. That's a suck on.
That is coming to Taco Bell.
Hey, they've got those nacho nugget chips things now. So
no, they're chicken chips. I had them.
Really? You did? How were they?
Not great.
They don't even sound good to me.
What'd you get?
Chicken chips. They're chicken fried in the shape of tortilla chips with cheese dipping sauce.
Like actual chicken?
Like chicken nuggets, essentially, but in the shape of chips.
I've seen that. That looks disgusting.
Every time I hear Ryan Seacrest do an ad read for that, I kind of feel for him because he goes through it. He's all excited every time.
Chicken chips. Oh, man. I don't know where we were.
No, there's not a churro brand. There's like California Churros is a brand.
California Churros.
Oreo Churros. Oh, this is heaven.
It was all a dream. I used to eat Oreo Churros. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Oreo has gone off the rails.
Those Oreo churros are actually at Disneyland now.
Yes. And then there were Star Wars churros. We are going so far off the American topic. Let's move
this
on.
We're celebrating Mexican independence. You know what? We would be remiss.
Like a month late.
Yeah. We would be remiss because as this podcast is airing, we should give a shout out to the Canada Pavilion because Canada Day does come
before,
a couple of days before.
Well, they robbed us of those Canadians.
We're never giving a shout out to the Canadian Pavilion.
Yeah, what are you going to do there? You're going to eat really good food? You're
going to
watch a pretty good show? What are you going to do at the you can't even eat in America's Pavilion. You can eat and walk up.
Yeah.
I've never eaten their food.
Where?
I've had a funnel cake. Like, what is the food in the place where you get the Buffalo Trace thing?
Well, cheeseburgers.
That's what I'm sure. Chalupa chops.
It's the the fights are
sure. I'll never forget chalupa chops.
Chalupa chops. Never forget.
Remember chalupa chops.
That's the shirt everyone's going to want.
Yep. Your face on it holding a chalupa chop.
I'm gagging over here.
All right. So he looks that up.
Well, let's talk about food. What do you think are the most American ways that you can celebrate in a Walt Disney World theme park?
Were you going to say something?
The whole episode we're doing? You mean food-wise?
No, food-wise. What are the food? Like, what are...
What can you do? Just get hammered at the American Pavilion.
Liberty Tree. I think Liberty Tree is your best option. So I think so. I don't know. Is there anything American, now that the streets of America are dead, is there...
That's I'm going to clip that. I'm going to blast it out.
The streets of America are dead.
Seculo says streets of America are dead.
He was referring to the streets of America, which has mostly torn down or partially torn down. Oddly, not enough of it torn down.
There's really not much to eat at the old Fife and Drum.
Yep. Is it like the lunching pad?
Mickey pretzel, turkey leg, popcorn in a bucket.
Turkey leg is pretty darn American, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, we have been cavemen, but now I feel like it's associated.
American caveman. The way you said that just sounded like Ralphie, my multi-misfits of mayhem.
Oh, goodness. William did get our, we should get some sleeves.
Oh, he did? That's awesome.
So, William, hey, buddy, we'll say that our buddy William, who is a cop Yeah, he just left his job, moving down to Florida to become a cop in the Central Florida area. So good for him. We wish you all the best in your you kind of have to, like, retrain, I guess, in his sort of, like, reassignment.
Jurisdiction.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll be thinking about you, and I hope great things come. And he did just get a picture with the guy dressed as – not guy, with the one of the original Jasons dressed like Jason.
That you don't normally find Jason in costume.
No, this was Jason as Jason from Jason Lives. All right. So nothing, anything at Hollywood Studios, like if we're looking at it, there's not.
Well, of course, the conclusion of Muppet Vision 3D.
Oh, well, yes.
Which is kind of the inspiration for this show.
Okay.
You know, it's a tribute to all nations, but.
But mostly.
Mostly
America.
America.
I have a giant banner of that.
I love that
hanging
up in
your room. By Rob. And there's also, you know what I'd say is that new projection show. Celebrating Hollywood.
The Tree of Life.
Celebrating the Hollywood cinema, like the live action cinema, is kind of like an American history section.
Film history.
Yeah, film American history. So, great movie ride,
Americana.
I could say.
Yeah.
Similar thing. You're passing, you know, with Casablanca, The Wizard of Oz, and those kind of movies.
Alien.
This is Alien. All the others.
The Hotel Tower of Terror. Very American thing to have
Hollywood.
A hotel with an elevator that fails you.
Maybe the most American is the Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
You ready to go? All right.
That's pretty true. The whole park is pretty dang American.
Yeah. Now they're thinking about it.
They just call it American Studios.
Star Wars is the only one that's not. And Star Wars is pretty American. Like,
yeah.
But it's not based in America. But everyone is except for the villains, are American. Well, Obi-Wan.
They should have a meet and greet with Mickey where he dresses Uncle Sam.
Do they do that on 4th of July?
I've seen Mickey, like, in that.
Right, I know. I'm just saying they should have that as like a featured.
Like when you go see Christmas don't. Mickey.
Yeah.
You can go see Uncle Sam Mickey. Uncle Mickey.
I kind of would, you know, that is one I may go see.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of cool.
He needs you.
Oh, boy. I need you, Logan. It's getting weird.
It is. Don't edit this all down.
Oh, boy.
Don't edit that. Leave that all there. That's
all right. Hollywood Brown Derby, maybe be a good spot to eat there. That's American-y. I think that'd probably be about it.
The grapefruit cake just brings us back to a better time in America.
Animal Kingdom. There's not really much of America, I guess, in Animal Kingdom. Avatar Land.
Avatar.
Pandora, if I mean it. Because everything else is very much centered around the rest of the world.
Yeah. Africa, Asia.
Yeah.
Dinosaur Land?
Yeah, Dino Land. Were there dinosaurs? There were dinosaurs in the North Americans. So
Sabretooth.
We're stretching now, though. That's nonsense. What about any hotels? Any of the Grand Floridian has that sort of Victorian flair. Obviously, you can get different themes, so I don't want to be like Wilderness Lodge, but like they all have different. Are there anywhere specific?
I mean, obviously, the campground goes back to that, like, settlers kind of.
I would throw that in. Fort Wilderness is a great, great pick.
Great pick.
In fact,
what's wrong with me today?
Yeah, Logan's becoming Ralphie.
Yeah. In fact, if I was hanging out on the 4th of July and wanted to not do the parks, I could see hanging around.
Depending on the temperature.
Right.
Yes, because July 4th.
Does sound awful.
Yeah. But you got the nice boats, you got the nice views, you got
camping
the Davy Crockett. You got the Crockett's.
Fourth of July.
Crockett's.
No, I didn't
Tavern.
Say I'd be camping there. I just said I might hang out
there. Hoop-de-doo is pretty much a celebration of all things American. Offensive humor, pretty good music, and great strawberry.
And then the other show there, the Mickey's Backyard Barbecue. There's
never running when I'm there. I've never seen.
There's
that.
Nothing more American than smoking our meats
and sweating,
and sweating outside.
Continually while you look at. Now the whole. Let's just be honest. Okay, if the little ears are listening, they'll want some magic ruin. You can skip forward. I'll give you like 5 seconds. Have any of you just sat there the whole time though and wondered just like, I just think about the people inside of the suits and I'm just like, oh goodness.
Oh, during the summer months.
Yeah,
oh.
Especially that barbecue thing. Like, there's no. It's like you're out there for an hour. Like, there's no shift change really. Oh. It's, brutal.
There's people inside those suits?
What suits?
That's why they're making a robot.
Yeah. I think Disney patents this stuff so no one else does it with no plan of doing it.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, like, well, we don't want there to be robot costumes, but geez, that's expensive. We can hire these kids. It's a lot cheaper than developing multi-billion-dollar robots. But we don't want anyone else to do it. We don't want Knott's to be having some... What? Will
robot Snoopy running around.
Exactly.
Snoopy?
Does it not have the...
I think Knott's has... I don't know. They have Elvira during Halloween season. Knott's Scary Farms.
I don't know what Knott's is.
Knott's Berry Farm in Anaheim. Probably the second biggest theme park in the country.
Never heard of it.
Big news. Knott's Berry Farm, fake news.
Not real.
No one's ever gone there.
Not real.
We don't know what the icon is. You got Mickey Mouse there. We got Knott's. What, Snoopy?
Some sort of farm?
Yeah, because they're featuring on their front page. Magic, it's real. Knott's during Snoopy's magnificent, magical review.
It used to be that at the old Mall of America.
Terry, I do take back my disgust when you said Snoopy.
There you go.
Because I didn't know what the heck he was talking about.
Yeah, it's a Snoopy show with a man in a glitter tuxedo with a glitter sword.
Snoopy's Magnificent Magical Review.
This is the second biggest theme park in America?
Maybe not.
Universal is not
Universal is probably bigger.
Yeah.
It's one of the most legend. It's the original one, right?
Never heard of them.
Aren't they like one of the first? They're older than Disneyland. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. People like it.
What about the Electric Park?
In Kansas City. Yeah. You gotta go see it. Or Chicago, wherever it was. All right.
See this.
Anything else?
Roy.
Are eating at the old, Will Whispering Canyon, got the cowboy flair. Nowhere else, though, really. Eat at the Turf Club just because it's like country club lifestyle.
Yeah, that's America.
The Turf Club at Saratoga? Or where's the Turf Club?
I think so, right?
It's never eaten there.
No, I was just saying, like, it's like an American.
Yeah.
It's like where we eat at lunch here. You know, it's like a golf restaurant. Golf,
it's not even open for lunch, the old Turf Club.
What? Yes, it is.
Maybe we're talking about a different restaurant.
Maybe we're talking about a different Turf Club.
Nope, maybe.
All right. Well, maybe you guys tell us, is the Turf Club open for lunch? I'm going to go with, yeah, it is, because golfers eat there. I assume they don't.
Open today from 5 to 9:30.
Oh.
Turf Club Bar and Grill. It's that's on the golf weird. Course.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Why are they open only for dinner?
When it became Saratoga, they stopped doing lunch.
That long ago?
Sounds foolish, though. I guess for golfers.
Yeah, it's for babies. All right.
Go to Morimoto. Happy 4th of July. Thank me later.
Looking at the photos of the Turf Club, because it's been many moons since I've been there, it at night looks miserable. Look at this. I mean, who wants to eat that?
Yeah, exactly.
At nighttime.
It looks like a...
Like you're in a casino restaurant.
Then I do want to eat there.
Yes, but without the casino.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't
They
want
only
to
have
there.
Chalupa Chups, that's all.
Chalupa Chups are the exclusive nighttime meal of Saratoga's Turf Club.
All right. Well, with that, I think if we hit our limit, is there anything else we're missing?
Have we celebrated America and then a brief shout out to Canada?
No shout outs to Canada on this show. Never.
Oh, Canada.
All right.
You know, I think we forgot. You know, we did forget was the boat.
The old Liberty Bell. Boat.
Liberty boat, yeah. I feel like that's definitely.
Did you say the Liberty Bell or the Liberty Belt?
No,
the best championship.
He the did Liberty say belt. I heard it.
Yeah. The Liberty Belt.
It's our new Disney themed wrestling broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure it exists already.
The Liberty Belt. Yeah, I think when you get on that, it definitely brings back. Well, I always want to call it the Mark Twain because that's what it is at Disneyland.
Yeah,
but it's definitely got a different name.
It's the Liberty Belt.
It's Liberty.
Yeah, and they do, I think, still that ice cream social from time to time with Tiana and friends.
Oh.
And
I've never done it. That does look like.
Never done it either, just due to, again, just kind of committing to that time to sit on a paddle boat.
I do think the island is also, I think we didn't really give the island its due. The fort and all that, you just go on the island and just feel like you've.
Yeah, I wish I spent more time. I never spend time. I never go there. I'm being completely honest with everyone.
I think Riker would love just running around the island and having fun because
it's just what we rarely do. It's like we're a little too like, oh, we're here at the Magic Kingdom. We're here to ride. You know, we're here to do stuff. So I think you're right.
It might just slow down your minds. Intensity that you feel, especially if you and him kind of get away
intensity.
For a few minutes.
I like intensity.
From the ladies.
Yeah. Tent City.
All right. I think that'll do it.
Yep.
All right. This episode, though, thank you very much. Brought to you by our friends at theworldwithtammy.com. Tammy Henderson.
Our travel agent is your person to give a call to if you are planning a trip to the Orlando area and want to have someone take care of all of your details.
Yep.
Go to theworldwithtammy.com.
Thank you, Tammy, for your support the last few months. We appreciate it. If you want to get the word out, reach out to us also on WDW Today. You can find us at WDW Today Podcast on Twitter, on Facebook, WDW Today, or however you find us, you can find us there. We are everywhere.
Wherever you find us,
you can find us. Yeah, so Will, me, Terry, you can follow us individually, or you can follow the show again at WDW Today Podcast. You can become one of our magic makers, providers, whatever you call them. Magic providers? Yes, magic providers. I stumbled there. Magic makers, different thing. Forget I said that. All right. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm still Terry Weaver.
That's like Jess Bailey. That's good. All right. We'll talk to you on the next show. We'll walk in the aisle.